This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
With Malaysia being a food haven and all, exercise has fast become a necessity for Malaysians to live a well-balanced and healthy lifestyle. And one of the best forms of getting fit, well, at least runners will tell you, is running. It's cheap, it's effective, and people of every walk of life can do it. But building your endurance to keep the running habit going can be quite challenging. Very often, new runners find themselves hanging up their running shoes even before the week is up because they're out of breath, they have muscle fatigue, there's itching, chafing, lack of motivation, also crippling laziness. So how then do you motivate yourself to get through the initial discomfort of running? Well, the solution, according to 23-year-old entrepreneur Chang Yihern, is incentivized running.
Okay, hi, I'm Yihern. I'm the founder of the application company called Jumrun. And I started this company when I was doing my degree at Oxford University in engineering science. Yeah, and I came from JB.
Yihern, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So I understand that you came up with the idea for the Jumrun app from Pokemon Go.
Yes. So basically, I was a avid runner back then when I was doing my degree at Oxford. And what happened was that one of the summer breaks, I came back to Malaysia. And what really caught my attention was that when I go to parks with my girlfriend, that time I saw a lot of people running and walking in the park. And that was very special because all the while when I was in Malaysia before I went to the UK, right, people in Malaysia are not usually so active. So after figuring out what happened, I noticed that it was because of the craze of Pokemon Go. People are motivated to go into the parks and walk around just to catch the Pokemon in the game. So that was the time I started thinking of working on an application that can do similar things to encourage people to start leading a more healthy lifestyle.
Why was that a motivation for you? You know, why were you thinking about Malaysians and leading a healthier lifestyle?
Because I think most of the Malaysians are quite unhealthy because our food are nice. Yeah, so I think it is a very good excuse. So, compared to other countries, right, I think Malaysia has the perfect weather to exercise. In a way, we don't have winter, and people don't really have the excuses to say, oh, today is very cold and you can't really go out to run. But in a way, Malaysians are always very good in coming up with excuses. So I have been a runner since high school. So that's why all the while it's my passion to start on a technology startup that is related to fitness.
Tell me more about the Jumrun app. You know, what does the app do essentially, and how does it really incentivize users to run?
So when we first started the application, right, we actually thought about giving people cash when the person start running and walking. But after thinking about it twice, we think that it's really hard to control the GPS coordinates of the person because the person can always look for a lot of ways to hack the system and gain points and then eventually gain cash. And if you are giving out cash, then it actually sort of encouraged the user to cheat the system. So what we came out with initially was to work with all the fitness and health companies and get them to give out vouchers. And so whenever the person run and walk, they get points and they can use it to redeem the vouchers and free gifts given by the partners. For example, like GNC, Kenny Rogers, Subway, etc. Those are a few of the companies that we worked with initially when we started the company.
But the app itself, so how does it track your steps? Do you need to have a smartwatch?
So when we started, we worked with a few partners. For example, like Garmin, Polar, Strava, Apple Health. So what we do is we integrate our application to all those applications and wearable. So when they start running and walking using those wearable or applications in their smartphones, the activity is passed through the server into our application, and we get to track the activities. But after about 6 months running the business, we also built our own in-house GPS tracker in the application. So in the application itself, we have a page whereby people can track their activities using the GPS chip in their phone.
Okay, yeah. So what kind of rewards are we talking about here? You mentioned Subway, Kenny Rogers. What kind of rewards would you get, and what kind of achievements would you have to hit in order to get those rewards?
For example, for Subway, it's like getting a free cookie or maybe getting a free sub when you buy one. So it's more or less similar to what you are getting in the discount vouchers websites previously, like Groupon. And for some of the products, some of the vouchers are things like 10% off, 20% off, or 30% off when you buy, let's say, a Garmin watch in a Garmin shop. Yeah.
And what kind of achievements do you have to reach, Nick?
So basically, you need to hit a certain amount of points, and you can use the points to redeem all those vouchers. But the thing is that the points actually depends on three different factors. So it depends on the distance, the speed, and the elevation. So let's say if you are running at the hilly area, right? Even if you are running slower and a shorter distance, but the points that you are getting might be higher, lah. So it is more or less correlated to the calories burnt when you are doing the activity.
And how does Jomran decide on which companies to partner with or which engagements to pursue?
We actually went to approach all the fitness and health companies. There are some fast food companies that we think are not healthy, and there are some products that we think are not suitable for our platform. And even when they approach us, we don't really work with them. At the beginning, we really uphold our idea of only working with health and fitness companies. But after a few months, we noticed that people who are leading a healthy lifestyle, they also need something to encourage them to continue to lead an even healthier lifestyle. So we started working with companies like Zalora, companies that are not inside the fitness industry, but definitely not alcohol companies or companies like soft drinks.
So I understand that when users are ready for something more challenging, they will be able to sign up for running events around Malaysia. Tell me more about these events and how you're incorporating these events into what the app does.
Yes. So basically, after we incorporated the company for around 8 months, we weren't still able to generate sufficient income to cover the hit cost of the company, because, you know, doing a discount business, that was the time that all the e-wallets like Boost came in and being really aggressive in the market. So what happened was that when we tried to talk to our business clients, for example, people that are giving us offers, right, they are reluctant to give us discounts for free anymore, because companies like Boost, companies like Digi and U-Mobile, they came out with their own loyalty program and they buy all the vouchers. So that sort of disrupted the market back then. So that was the time that we just started, and we go to a lot of running events and we promote our application to all the runners over there, and we met a lot of organizers. So what happened was all the organizers told us and say, hey, since you have an application, why not you let me promote my event in your application? So that was how the whole sports ticketing team thing came out. We started working with event organizers, we built our own ticketing system, and we started talking to all the ticketing clients and asked them to sell their sports tickets in our application.
So you can basically purchase entry tickets for running events on the app as well?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the business model here? You know, are there ads on the app as well? You know, how does the app make money?
So every time when a ticket is being sold, we get a commission out of it. Yeah.
There aren't any ads on the app?
There is some advertisement, but it is not things like Google Ads whereby things just pop up out of nowhere, lah. So basically, in the application, there are things like the featured section, events near me, highly rated events, etc. And our clients actually pay us to get featured into those sections. So that is where we make the advertising money, lah.
And now that you've incorporated these events and you have all these different tabs on your app as well, you know, are you breaking even?
Yes, we started. We broke even since June last year. Yeah.
And currently, are you making a profit?
Yes. We are comfortable. So we are not actually aggressively looking for fundings like other startups.
Yeah. All right. It's time for a break. But when we come back, we discuss the team behind Jomran, the all millennial team that is. Open for Business with Jomran. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Burgers from Mamas. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You are listening to Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. 23-year-old entrepreneur and founder of Jom Run, Changi Hearn, is with me today. And we are talking about his running app, which is uniting Malaysians everywhere. So, Yihern, like you said at the top of the show, you started this app right out of school. Like, once you were done with your degree at Oxford, this is the first thing that you did. You know, what was the urgency in getting this moving, you know, getting your startup up and running?
Actually, I started working on this business when I was still in my third year. Yeah, so I think half a year before I left university, right, I already started the company. And that was the time that Sunway and Nexia Angels decided to fund our company. So when I completed my third year exams, I was at the point whereby I need to make a decision whether to continue with my fully funded fourth year master's degree or to leave my university with a BA, Bachelor in Arts, and continue with my startups. So back then, my senior tutor in my college actually told me that you can only choose one, because based on the rules and regulations in Oxford University, right, it's either you work on your studies full-time or you go and do other work, which means you cannot study while at the same time working on another company full-time. Yeah, so and on top of that, my results went from first class to second lower. So my senior tutor wasn't really happy about it. And she assumed that that was due to the fact that I run my own business, which definitely it is true.
So it was a distraction.
Yeah, it was a distraction. And it is a very high risk that I need to take to start my company when I was still doing my degree. Yeah, so what happened was that time after I gotten funding from Sunway and Nexia, I felt the responsibility that I need to really work on this business and make it bigger, because the bottom line is that even if I really got busted and I lost all my money I invested in myself, in my company, that is all right. But the thing is, now people already invested in my company, so I feel the responsibility to really make it better. So that was the reason, one of the reasons why I decided to leave my university and started working on it full time.
So coming back to the funding part of it, you say Sunway and Nexia Angels came in very quickly. How were they approached, or did you approach them? How did that happen? How did that connection happen?
Not really, because that time I was back in Malaysia doing my internship in MBank back at that time, and I was browsing through the internet and I saw Sunway Education. They are doing their first iLabs accelerator program, and they are working with Nexia back at that time. And I was just trying my luck, and I applied through the accelerator program and they accepted me. So they funded me. Yeah.
So there haven't really been much challenges in trying to secure funding, you know, even considering your age.
I think there are a lot of challenges. It's just that I think I got lucky. Yeah, I got lucky because Sunway and Nexia, even though back then I believe that most of the people in the committee didn't believe in the idea that I'm building, but they believe in me. So I think I got lucky by meeting the right person, and they decided to invest in me.
Yeah. Right. So is it fair to say your experience as a young entrepreneur has been positive?
Yeah. So far, things are very interesting, very exciting, and yeah, my experience are positive.
What have been some of the milestones in your entrepreneurial journey thus far?
I think the most important milestone that that was part of this 2 years my entrepreneurial journey is the fact that after 8 months, I decided to pivot my idea, because pivoting, a lot of entrepreneurs actually hesitate to pivot the idea, because when I started the company, I wanted to build something different. And now I'm to the point that I feel that in order to survive in the market and make the company bigger, I need to change my idea. I think that was the first milestone that we achieved as a startup. And the second milestone was that we noticed that we cannot rely on funding. Yeah, we noticed that we need to break even in order to survive longer and make the company bigger. Because as an aspired entrepreneur, right, often we will go online and read news and listen to podcasts, you know, interviewing all those successful entrepreneurs like, you know, Instagram, Facebook. And we often have the mindset that a lot of big startups can survive without making making profit or even making revenue at all. And but most of the time, companies that want to grow need to be sustainable. most of the time. And for me, for a lot of people that are, let's say, 30 or 40 years old, I think it is a no-brainer that your company has to make money to survive. But for people who are young like us, a lot of times we feel that we are blinded to the media. And we feel that as long as we achieve rapid growth, we don't have to get funding. But we don't have to get profit. But I think that is not the correct mindset.
So I was reading an article that was written about you and Jomran sometime last year, and it mentioned that your entire team comprises of millennials only. Well, was that a conscious choice to only hire millennials as part of your team?
Not really. I mean, we do not discriminate against age group or gender or races when we hire people. But the thing is that oftentimes we notice that people who are generally, people who are suitable to join our team and work in our company are people who are generally younger. The thing is because our company highly relies on technology. And even if you are working on the sales team or if you are working in the operations team, even if you are not in the tech team, but most of the time it requires the person to understand a lot about social media and how technology works in our company. That is why we eventually end up with a team that is younger. But definitely, having said that, we still hired a few people who are really experienced in their industry. For example, recently, I just hired a very experienced financial controller that has almost 20 years experience in the industry. Because in a way, we still need people who are experienced to help a team of millennials to build this business.
A multi-generational workforce.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
And since your team is predominantly made up of younger talent, what kind of perks or benefits do you have in place at Jomran, you know, to keep them motivated? Because that's one of the things that, you know, most companies will tell you is a challenge for them, trying to keep the millennials in their team motivated. So what are you doing at Jomran to keep your talent happy?
I think millennials are a group of people that are quite different compared to people who are slightly more experienced. I think for them, they value work-life balance a lot and they value flexibility. So in our company, right, we are very flexible, which means we don't really have a time that people start working and we don't really have a time that we say, okay, you can go home now. It's not 9 to 6. So basically, they can come in anytime they want and they can leave anytime they want. We give them the flexibility of doing things. Yeah. And I think that is the most important thing that millennials are looking for.
All right. Yihan, let's talk about expansion plans. You know, what are your plans for Jomran in the near future?
For this year, right, I actually spend most of my time in Indonesia because in a way, we are already quite matured in the Malaysian market. Running and sports is a niche market. And over the last 12 months, we have grown rapidly and we have about 500,000 active users in Malaysia already. So our next step is to go to other countries in Southeast Asia, such as Indonesia, Singapore, Brunei, Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, and try to expand our application to those countries. Yeah.
What about the app itself? You know, how else are you trying to put more value add into what it offers?
For us, we never position ourselves as a ticketing portal, even though we pivoted our business right at the beginning after we incorporated our company. But in the end, what we believe in is still the same. We still want people to lead a healthy and active lifestyle. So moving forward, right, we are trying to make the application a super app for sports and healthy person. So we don't want to just limit the application to rewards, ticketing, you know, tracking your activity, etc. But at the same time, we want people to be able to do other things in the application. So recently, one of the developments that we are working on is actually e-commerce. So right now, I think next week or the week after next, we'll be launching a new update whereby people can actually buy health and fitness products through the application. Yeah, there are also some other things that we are working on. For example, allowing trainers to post their training plans in the application and allowing people to subscribe to it. Yeah.
All right. On that note, thank you, Yihan, for taking the time to speak with us.
It's my pleasure.
I've been speaking with Chang Yi-hun, founder of Jom Run. Now, for more information on the running and ticketing app, you can visit the Jom Run website at
www.jomrun.com.
And the Jom Run app is available on
App Store and Play Store.
And if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast for this interview should be up on our website in just a few minutes. You can also find the podcast on the BFM mobile app, which is also available on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. And you can also find our podcast on Spotify as well. My name is Audrey Raj, and on behalf of Chang Yi-hun from Jom Run, thank you for listening to Open for Business. Up next, Her Vantage with Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.